This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending August 8th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $236.34, which was $3.09 higher compared to the previous Friday. There were 682 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was almost 11% of the total sales volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at $233.03, and that was $1.09 higher. There were 6,292 total loads sold, which was 20 loads higher than the previous week. And the formula sales were at 3,401 loads, which was 21 loads higher than last week, and 54% of the total loads again this week. The exports, as reported on this box beef report, represent primarily muscle cuts, and they were at 494 loads, which was 53 loads lower. 89 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 405 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 1,011 loads, which was 49 loads higher than last week. And the biggest outfront sales items were priced very close to the current formula average prices, with most of them for a few dollars more to a few dollars less. The most important item, however, was 2 weeks of good outfront sales the middle of July, totaling about 2,500 loads between those 2 weeks that are destined to be delivered very soon. Taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, were steady on the loin and $3 higher on the rib, and the choice chuck and the round were both $2 to $3 higher. And the cow cutout ended the week down only 18 cents at $221.48, and those 90% trimmings were $1.45 lower at $280.75 compared to the previous Friday. However, the cow cutout had been $10 lower, and those 90% trimmings were down over $20 on Tuesday when a bunch of product was sold at some very low prices. Then it came back again by Friday. The cow meat has been getting weaker in recent weeks, starting to follow those box beef cutouts lower, and those 90% trimmings were about $2.95 just a little over a month ago, and they've dropped down to $2.80. Now, the latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for week ending August 1st showed that week we imported 21,623 metric tons of fresh beef, and that equates to 47 million pounds of imported beef for that 1 week. And year-to-date for the first 31 weeks of this year, we are still running 30% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that's on top of last year's increases. Australia was 56% higher, and New Zealand was up 19% year-to-date. Now taking a look at the finished cattle prices, the live trade was $2 to $4 higher, and those dress prices were $3 to $4 higher at $237 to $238. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending August 1st was 8 pounds heavier at 1317, and that was 29 pounds higher than last year, which was 1288. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending July 25th was steady at 884 pounds, and that is still 14 pounds above the previous year, which was 870 last year, and the 5-year average was 855 pounds. And the choice select spread was $6.20 on Friday, which would be about $2.25 higher than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin from the USDA Market News Office in Amarillo, Texas.